This is All Things Considered on 90.1 WABE. I'm Dennis O'Hare. It's a Friday afternoon, and so we thought we'd update a battle involving Chick-fil-A. No, not the one over same-sex marriage. This is one that started just about exactly a year ago when Chick-fil-A sent a lawyer letter to a folk artist in Vermont named Beau Muller Moore. He, for years, has been putting out T-shirts and other memorabilia with the phrase, "Eat more kale." And we talked at that time about his efforts and about Chick-fil-A's legal response. Beau Muller Moore joins us once again from Vermont. Beau, welcome back.
Well, howdy, sir. Happy Friday to you and all your listeners.
When last we talked, you had applied for a trademark on Eat More Kale, and Chick-fil-A had resisted that and had asked you to stop. Number one, do you have a trademark? Number two, have you reached a settlement with Chick-fil-A? And number three, if not, are you still putting out the T-shirts and other stuff with Eat More Kale?
EatMoreKale.com is still in full swing. I do not have the trademark yet. On March 27th, a preliminary ruling was issued by the trademark office, and it declared that even though I have not confused any Chick-fil-A customers in 11 years, I am likely to in the future, therefore need to be denied a trademark that would allow me to protect my original designs from other T-shirt artists.
So at the moment, is there a burden of proof on you to prove that you would not confuse Chick-fil-A customers?
There is, to a degree, yes, sir, and they gave us 6 months to respond to their preliminary ruling. The due date was just yesterday, and my lawyer, with the help of the New Hampshire Law School out of Concord, submitted a 13-page argument, and you ought to see me trying to read those 13 pages. It's a lot of legalese, I assure you. But the gist is that no Chick-fil-A customers and none of my customers are going to get the source of the products confused. That is, nobody looks at one of my hand-printed shirts and thinks, oh, that came from Chick-fil-A, nor do they look at a chicken sandwich with pickles and think, oh, that came from the Eat More Kale guy in Vermont.
Now, you are in Vermont, which I know from having lived there and actually worked on a dairy farm there, is, of course, a home to many cows. Have you gotten any visits from the Chick-fil-A cows?
There is not a Chick-fil-A within 120 miles of Vermont, and when I first started printing the shirts 11 years ago, had never even heard of a Chick-fil-A, and they weren't even north of the Mason-Dixon line at that point. So let me reiterate to your listeners that when I originally came up with this design with the help of a local farmer 11 years ago, neither one of us had even heard of a Chick-fil-A. No parody, no riding their coattails or trying to steal their thunder, I assure you.
Have you spoken with Chick-fil-A at all, or have you had, other than the original letter from them, any contact at all?
You know, I haven't. No, sir. I've personally attempted to contact the Cathy family. We've attempted to contact their lawyers. We've attempted to contact their public relations specialist. And no, sir, they won't even give me the dignity of speaking with me to speak of some sort of compromise potentially. Now, there has been a national petition out on change.org asking Chick-fil-A to back off and that they don't need to protect themselves from me. It's got 36,000 signatures and notes, and even with all of that pressure, Chick-fil-A seems to have a tin ear. You know, in the past 10 years, they have blocked the trademarks and forced cease and desist orders on 30 businesses here in the United States. So I find it interesting that a company that this year speaks so much about free speech issues won't allow me my original design and my original micro business, nor those other 30 businesses that are already now history. I find it a bit hypocritical.
Let me go back, though, to their initial statement to us when we asked about all this, and the key phrase in it was, unfortunately, when protecting our trademark, the law does not allow us to differentiate between a large company and a small enterprise. In other words, if they let you go, then maybe somebody who would be more obviously confusing or more obviously an imitation of them might have an opening to go as well. Have you had a chance to think about that at all, and do you understand where they're coming from?
I have, and my lawyer assures me there is no such law that they have to protect every phrase. They have the discretion and can pick and choose arguments as they see fit. Hypothetically, let's say a burger shack was to open up across the street from Chick-fil-A, and if they were to have their main slogan as "Eat More Burgers," spelled M-O-R, and then some sort of misspelled burgers, I get that. That's an apples-to-apples or an apples-to-oranges comparison, and I can see how a company would want to protect themselves from that. But I'm saying that I'm a T-shirt artist thousands of miles away from them. God bless the person that tries to eat any of my products. We are not in the same business by any means. So my point is if billionaires from the Deep South are allowed to shut down any and every business that shares one common word, the only correct word that we share is E-A-T, eat. If they're allowed to shut me down, and if I'm not allowed to ever make a T-shirt or give a sticker away again, how far are corporations allowed to go in the U.S.? Who can shut down whom? And how far does it go, and how often does it happen? I think the blow to the American economy and to the free enterprise and small business development, I think corporations have really got us by the kahunas, and I have to fight for it. Now, speaking of fighting for it and shining a light on it, back in February, I had a local filmmaker approach me named Jim Lance, and Jim came to me and he said, "Bo, this is a really good story." He says, "Let's make a documentary film." And he has titled the film A Defiant Dude. And the movie is going to be about trademark law, bullies, and then very specifically the absurd case of Chick-fil-A versus me, the Eat More Kale guy.
And when will that be out, do you know?
It's going to be due in movies and at film festivals next January, February, and March.
Let's suppose you lose the trademark application battle. Do you then say, okay, I surrender on the trademark front and go ahead with a public relations war, perhaps? In other words, do you stop printing up the T-shirts, at least for now, and fight the battle on another front?
If I don't get the trademark, it doesn't necessarily mean that they have to shut me down. If I don't get the trademark, it's going to make it easy for them to pursue a cease and desist, but they don't have to pursue the cease and desist. So if I don't get a trademark, I am going to raise hell, and I'm going to let people know that the trademark office is in cahoots with corporations and that reason doesn't seem to be part of the process anymore. I'm not going to go quietly. It's as simple as that.
Bo Muller-Moore is the T-shirt printer and folk artist behind the Eat More Kale T-shirts in Vermont. He is continuing to do trademark war with Atlanta-based Chick-fil-A. Thanks again for being with us.
Well, I appreciate it. God bless Chick-fil-A, and Lord help me.